The group of Sudanese nationals had initially planned to reach Gondar, a city in Ethiopia's Amhara region, where a UNHCR office offered protection against the war in Sudan. But halfway there, the group says they were attacked by local militias.
So the problem is those people, they got distributed on three big camps, three refugee camps. It's Olala camp and Komar camp and Transit camp. When they stayed over there, they start like some people with guns. They don't know them. They don't know if they are following the militia or they just like local people. They start coming to the camps and looting those people, terrifying them.
Mohamed Abdo, who represents the refugees, says they have nowhere else to go. Recently, the refugee camp was informed by the militias that they would not be permitted to go any further into Ethiopia. The UNHCR office in Gondar is about 70 kilometers away from the camps. A refugee stranded in the Alala camp describes her experience.
I came from Khartoum to Ethiopia. We all came as immigrants, but we encountered one tragedy after another. We're dying every day, every second, and every minute. There's no health care and no treatment. It's most honorable for me to die in my country. Here, I suffered for a year without food or shelter.
The UN estimates that around 34,000 refugees live in Ethiopia due to dwindling food and a lack of medical supplies. UNHCR says it is actively working with the refugees to provide basic services. It's also encouraging the Sudanese refugees to stay within the Aulala and Kumer camps for greater protection while it continues to advocate for increased protection from Ethiopian authorities.
They have rain every day. They don't have like mattress, they don't have beds, they don't have even like roof. They can handle it, but it's still they are handling in a very bad situation because the forest is not a good situation. They have snakes, they have like scorpions, even though they have a crocodile comes from nearby lake and try to attack them.
While the thousands of refugees wait for more aid, Abdo and other representatives of the refugees are starting donation campaigns. He ultimately hopes that by bringing attention to the refugees' situation, they will be able to safely relocate out of Ethiopia to either South Sudan or Egypt. Anthony Lerudo, VOA News, Washington.